Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt es? Bava Metzia, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hatagar. This is a dealer. He has no fields. He purchases Paris from many different Bali Geronais. Those are owners of people that have field and storage, and they sell it to others. So the din is Neutel Mechamish Geronais. He can take Paris from five Geronais. Literally a threshing floor, but it means where they have the piles at Fuah, people that own their own Fuah. V'noisin letoich megura echas. V'noisin letoich megura echas. You could put it into one bin, the bin where they would hold the Fuah. Even if you're not going to be able to tell over here that there are some weaker types, it's mutter, because everyone knows that he's a dealer, that the payers don't grow in his fields, but he buys from different people. And everyone knows, if you buy from different people, you have ones that are better and ones that are worse. Remember, there's no isser to sell something which is inferior. There's no isser to sell something which is mixed good and bad. The isser is to fool people when they think they're only getting good. Same is true from a tagger, from a dealer who buys wine, mechamesh gitais, from five different places that press out the wine. So the nice thing, you can place the wine, letech pitam echad, into one big, like, barrel or huge jug. There's actually a shayla in the girsa, whether it's pitas or pitam. But basically, the dictionary definition would be a cask. One big place where you keep wine, one big, like, barrel. So it's all in this big cask, and the customers come, and they take from it, and he sells directly out of this pita. It's not a problem. You know, there's a mixture of all kinds of wines, better ones and not such good ones. But it's mutter for the same reason. People know that that's what you're getting. As long as this dealer should not mischaven intend la'arif. In other words, he shouldn't try to manipulate this and say, oh, let me buy most of my pears from a very good place, so people should talk about, you know, the Paris you buy from him or the wine you buy from him, it's good, it's good. And then he goes and buys some places that aren't so good and mixes it in. In other words, don't try to manipulate this. Now you're fooling people already. Just do buy wine wherever you can buy wine from. Buy the tour wherever you can buy the tour from. Of course, you try to get the best for the cheapest price, like any dealer. But don't send out a coil, mine is good, and do things like to support such a rumor, and then you're going to fool the people. So the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'yechalek ha'chenveni. A shopkeeper should not distribute kloyes v'agoizen latinoikos. Kloyes means parched grain. They would take grain, roast it on the fire. That was a geshmak anash in the times of the Mishnah. V'agoizen renas latinoikos. Don't give it out to the small children. In other words, you have children that come in and say, my father said I should buy this. And meanwhile, you say, here, take this nash. And you're doing it when they shahu margila and love yetzloi. You want to try to train the children to come to him. Father may have said, here, go buy some grain, go buy some wine. Where's the child going to go? If the father didn't specifically tell him which store, so he'll go into the store that gives nash. So Rabbi Yehuda feels that's dishonest. The Chachamim atir, and the Chachamim say that it is mutter. Because the other stores will have a tie, A, it's not fair, you're tricking the kids to come to you. He can say to them, well, you can do the same thing. You can give out even better nash. Vayitra zok to Mishnah. This is also the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo yivchais, the seller should not bring down a sashar. He shouldn't sell it lower than the market price. Because you're kind of selling it bedafka low so that people should come to you. It's not fair to the other ones. The chachamim say, that's not a problem. Sachur l'tayv, the person that's bringing down the price, that's good. You should give him a bracha. According to the chacham, not only is it mutter to do this, but it's making it easier for the people. This way the other storekeepers will also have to come down with their price. When the price falls, it triggers a whole backlash in the line. And those people that store pay rise wholesale will also come down with their price. So it'll make it easier for everyone. Vaitra zok de Mishnah, lo yavar es agrisin divrei abishal. Yavar means to pick out, like boirer. Grisin are like crushed beans. When you're going to have crushed beans, so most people know some of the beans aren't good. There's always some beans that are of inferior quality. They may be infested. So what this person is doing is, after they're grinded up, he plucks out the ones that don't look good. And therefore, all of his beans look good. And he sells it for a much higher price. Now, it's not that you're not allowed to charge for your work. What happens is people were fooled because they would look at it and they would say, oh, this must be such a high quality. Look, there aren't even any things here that aren't good. They don't chap that he took out the things that don't look good. However, the Chachamim atirin. The Chachamim say that the buyers aren't so foolish. They understand it. If it looks better, probably he took out the parts that aren't so good. And it doesn't bother them to spend a little bit more money on this. If not, they would have to take it out. Umaydim the Chacham, however, armaydim shalayavar mi'alpi megura. What the Meicher should not do is just remove the bad beans from on top. Because then you look at it and you see, oh, he took out all the bad ones. Looking at it, it looks so nice. But if this buyer would dig a little bit deeper, he'll see he only took it out from the top. That's already fooling. She'ene alaka goynef es ha'ayin. If all he does is he takes out the bad ones from the top of the bin, you're creating an illusion that it's all good all the way through. That's deception. That's fooling people. The Lashon is ki goynef es ha'ayin. Why is it ki goynef es ha'ayin? Why not mamish goynef es ha'ayin? He's mamish lying. He's making it look like it's all good. He's leaving the good ones on top. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, the Mishnah means to say it's aser to do this, even if you tell the person the truth. It's only from on top. Because the nature is, you look at it, yeah, oh, it all looks good. So you're not mamish goynef es ha'ayin, because officially he's letting people know, could be it's only from the top, I'm not guaranteeing that on the bottom it's okay. Well, the person has a sense that it's all good when it's not true. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, ein mefarkisin. Pirchis is the inyan of tikkun, making something look nice. You're making something you want to sell look like much nicer than it usually is. Lo yasa adam. This refers to selling an eved. Let's say you dye his hair to make him look younger. Lo yasa behema. Or you do something to make the behema look bigger than it actually is or stronger than it actually is. Lo yasa kelim. Or to fix up older kelim in such a way that it looks new. Let's say he dyes them, paints them. Even though when he paints them, they're taka worth more, but they're not worth as much as new kelim. Now the Gemara explains that with brand new kelim, it's mutter to dye them to make them look even nicer. When you're making something look nice, and you're charging more because it looks nicer, and it's taka worth that amount more because it looks nicer, that's okay. The problem is only if something looks nicer in such a way that the buyer is going to spend more money for it than it's actually worth. So what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that it's okay for a dealer or a merchant to take from five gerones. Gerones are literally threshing floors. It's a place where they would dry the tefuah, put it out to dry. But it means he takes it from five people that actually grew the tefuah, and he puts it all into one bin. Or you take from five wine presses and you pour it all into one cask. Because people know when you buy from a merchant, he's buying it from different people. As long as he doesn't send out a rumor, oh, I only buy from very good ones. And therefore, he buys the good ones in such a way that people should think he only has good ones. In other words, don't fool people. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shopkeeper shouldn't give out nash to children. Their nash was like parched grain and nuts to try to get them to come into the store when the father sends them to buy things. The Chachamim say there's nothing wrong with it because the other storekeepers can do the same. They can give out even better nash. Rabbi Yehuda says don't bring down the price less than the market to get people to come only to your store. The Chachamim say just the opposite. Zachar l'tayv, that's a good thing to do. We learned in the Mishnah, you shouldn't pick out the bad parts of the beans that are grinded up from the small pieces so it looks nicer. They halt abishal, even though it's not worth more when you take out the bad parts. But it's not worth as much as you're going to trick the person, because the person that looks at it says, wow, this is really good. It doesn't look at it like, oh, it wasn't so good, but they took out the bad parts. He's going to think it's much better than it is. But the Chacham hold its mutter. The Chachamim say, the buyer, he sees what's going on over here. He chaps the person took out the bad ones, and Mimela, he's willing to pay how much it's worth. He's not willing to pay a lot more if he doesn't have to go through the trouble of taking out the bad ones. Everyone agrees if you only take out the bad ones from on top so that it all looks good, that you're not allowed to do. That's kigoynef es ha'ayin. And we also learn that when you're selling things, you shouldn't fix it up in such a way that it looks better than it's actually worth.